Fall is all about cozy comforts, but when you're prioritizing your health, it's easy to feel like you're missing out. With Hero Bread, you can enjoy all your fall favorites because they're made with Hero Bread sliced bread loaves, tortillas, bagels, dinner rolls, and more. Try their all new Hero Noodles with 12 grams of protein and just 80 calories. So skip replacing every carb with cauliflower and indulge in your breakfast, lunch, and dinnertime favorites while still hitting your goals. From breakfast bagels and meal prepped enchiladas, to mouth-watering burgers and cheesy noodles. You won't believe Hero Bread's options have 0 to 5 grams net carbs and are high fiber from the taste and texture. They've even got small batch drops of indulgent favorites like the popular Hero Croissant. And right now, Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code FALL25 at checkout. That's FALL25 at HERO.CO. All figures are per serving of Hero Bread. Contains 2 to 18 grams of fat per serving. See the product nutrition panels on hero.co for more information.
I got stuff for you.
Holy moly.
I need to get some snakes and release them around my house.
But I love eating people. I love eating kids.
These guys are the scientists of the supernatural, lecturers leaving lessons for inquiring laymen. They are applying the scientific method to a world that baffles science. They are the cryptids of the corn.
Every day that you open your mouth,
I know, right?
I'm more convinced that you're abducted by aliens.
No.
And it just stood up. I mean, it just like kept going and going. And she goes, what the?
These are idiots.
I was laughing reading this because I already knew how you would feel.
Idiot. What part of the story fits your balloon?
Well,
this isn't a UFO. Yeah.
But who else has big black wings and red eyes?
Batman.
Well, Mothman.
Oh, yeah, Mothman.
Well, everyone, I think we know exactly what it is. So say it all with me. It was the Sandhill Crane.
Would you try it?
No.
You wouldn't eat it?
No.
Why?
Because they're probably toxic.
There'd be a lot of poop in my pants. I've seen a 6-foot alligator go swinging through the air and slam into a tree.
Welcome back to Cryptids of the Corn Podcast. I am the great and powerful Mr. E.
Yes, and I am J Clone 14. I almost got infected by a fungus.
Fungus among us.
There might be one in my brain right now.
Probably.
Yes.
Need some ivermectin.
Oh. No.
I don't know if that works on fungus.
I don't know.
I have no idea.
I don't know either.
I know it works for lungworms.
I thought about it, but I don't think it would, though.
I know it works for, not insects, but like...
Parasites.
Animal parasites.
Right, that's what it's meant for. Yeah. Like Vietnamese lungworm.
It did work.
Yep, he almost died in 2020.
Was it 2020?
Yeah, it had to have been, right? This is right after all that fiasco started.
Yeah, it started. Yeah, it was 2020. It was summer 2020.
Because they wouldn't treat
Vietnamese lungworm.
They wouldn't treat you with anything.
They thought I had the other thing.
Yeah, the C word.
Yeah. Not cancer.
But no, not that one. The other one. The only thing that was more important at the time.
We're not allowed to say on a family-friendly show.
Yeah.
No, we're going to talk about all kinds of stuff. We're going to talk about live shows. We're going to talk about the Jamboree coming up. We're going to take a half hour and catch up with you guys about all the stuff going on because we have a lot happening this year.
It's been a busy January.
It's been. Frogman is coming up the first weekend of March. Come see us, 2-day event. We're going to be doing hangouts at the Monkey Bar. I've already had a couple people reach out that they're super excited to hang out. Mm-hmm. That's kind of the working plan right now. Be absolutely tore up at the Monkey Bar. But no, my wife's from Loveland, Ohio, where the Frogman Fest is held. It's a hometown bar. It's been around, I think, since the 60s or the 70s.
It's right on the river. It's really
nice. It's gorgeous. And it's the people that run it are super friendly. Love hanging out there.
Nice venue.
It's gorgeous and it's fun. I know they start doing both. They have a little restaurant there, but they do food trucks there too, which is always cool.
Oh, nice.
Because obviously they make all their money on alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
So I always like kind of companies that kind of know that. Because I think their menu of food is very limited.
Yeah.
Like a lot of flatbreads and that kind of stuff.
Simple stuff.
The last time me and Emily were there, which was in December, I think they had like Cousins Maine Lobster in the parking lot, the weekend, which I don't like. I don't care for lobster.
Yeah.
I don't care. It's fine. I don't care for the price tag.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like...
It's nice to just have, but yeah, it kind of sucks paying for it.
Yeah, I don't like, I don't care for steaks at restaurants. It's because they're fine, and not for the price point. I'd rather have three pork chops.
Oh, I gotcha, for the price point.
Yeah, if it's, anyways. No, so we'll be doing stuff like that. Just watch the Facebook page or message us or whatever. I mean, if you come out to the Frogman Fest, I'll tell you where we're going to be, about what time. We always have some people hanging out, like Michael. He'll be there, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
Hanging out. And we have actually a lot of, maybe David.
Ooh.
Because I know he's coming to Frogman this year.
All right.
I think even Chief Cornsock's trying to make it.
No way.
Yeah, so.
It's been a while since we've seen.
Yeah, maybe. I just talked to him on the phone the other day.
Good. It's been a while since we've seen Chief Corns talk.
And no promises, but I think he's coming up to the Jamboree.
Well,
if anybody didn't know, Chief Cornstalk is from You Big Apes. Probably the first supporter we ever had on the show.
I think so.
At any kind of meaningful level, like that kind of stuff. Super awesome. Him and his wife and his kid and their wife. They're just all...
Yeah.
They're all great people.
Absolutely.
The whole family is just great.
I agree.
Fun to be around.
Make good breakfast.
They make great breakfast. I eat all the bacon. I'm trying to think what else, but no, so we've been working on the Jamboree. We've been working on a live show. So let's talk about the first live show, unless there's something else you would like to talk about first.
No, let's talk about the live shows. Cause I don't think we promote them enough.
Yeah. We're the worst with self promotion.
Right.
I know that. So we're going to do a live show in North Little Rock, Arkansas at Ole Bart's, O-L Bart's. It's a bar and barbecue place. That live show is going to be 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. We're probably not going to do any tickets at the door. You probably got to buy your tickets online. The links will be below. So what is a live show when we do these things? They are about an hour long each. Basically, we do a live podcast in front of you guys. They're themed around some stuff. We may do some Arkansas cryptids. I don't know. I haven't really picked. I like doing a lot of video stuff because we can't do that with the podcast a lot.
Right.
So a lot of times we'll play a video and be like, okay, let's talk about that.
Basically, a live show is just going to be us doing a podcast episode right in front of you, and then you can ask questions in real time.
Yes, and that's it's a lot of fun.
Commenting or trying to get us to respond if you have questions or ideas or thoughts. And it's nice because we can bounce thoughts and ideas with you guys in real time right there with it. And we get to spend time afterwards hanging out and just
before
talking.
Before and after,
Yeah, before and after. So if you want to meet us and have experience this in person and not just in your ears, come to a live show.
So this is at Ole Bart's, April 5th, 5 to 9 p.m., North Little Rock.
With Matthew Orton and the Drunken Cryptids podcast.
Matthew's been on the show a couple times. We've been on Matthew's show a couple times. He's a friend. He's coming up to the Jamboree.
Yep.
So that'll be a lot of fun. I know, I can't remember. I think there's only 50 tickets for this one. And I think, I don't know. I think they're about half sold out or something like that. So get your tickets soon.
Yeah. We got the links in the description below. So if you're interested at all or just want to check it out, get more details to see if you want to come visit us, check the links below for the tickets.
Yeah. All right. Next live show is June 14th, and that's in Ada, Ohio.
Our hometown.
Yeah. We're doing this, and this one's themed. It's Sea Monsters and UFOs. So we're going to tackle the living UFO phenomena. We're going to do it in person. I already saved some videos up for this one, which I like doing because there's some really cool videos and there's some not really cool videos.
Mm-hmm.
I always enjoy it because on Instagram, a lot of people send both. There's a lot of these, the squid kites that get sent, and a lot of really cool stuff gets sent. So we're going to do at Norita Lanes. It's a bar restaurant. Trying to think of what else. We'll do an hour presentation. Same thing like Jay just said. You guys ask questions. We talk with you during the thing. It's very interactive. And then famous, world-renowned, handsome author.
Homeowner.
Michael Thompson. He's the other half for the show.
He's doing the sea creature portion of the show.
And he told me about some of the stuff he's doing, which is really, really cool. I think everybody's going to really enjoy it. So you'll get the good mix of sea monsters and UFOs. And once again, the tickets are below. This one's, I think, half sold out already.
Awesome.
I think somebody bought like 10 tickets last night.
Oh, awesome.
And that was, Matthew's is, I think, the tickets are $25 from the show with Matthew in Arkansas. The tickets for the live show here in Ada are $10 because we don't have to pay for the venue.
Mm-hmm.
So, that cost goes down a little bit.
Yeah, we're trying to save you guys as much money as possible.
Yeah, I would just come out and have some fun. It's 4 hours of fun for $10.
Yeah, why not?
I mean, yeah. Anything to add to those live shows? I know we're really bad about self-promoting. Come out. They're a lot of fun. You want to meet us in person. You want something signed. We'll have the books. We'll have t-shirts. We'll have all that stuff.
Yeah. And if you are coming, shoot us a message and let us know.
Yeah. I'm trying to think anything with the live shows else.
Well, we've done, how many have we done these? How many times have we done these now?
Live shows or speaking events?
Live shows.
Four times.
Four times.
Yeah.
And I mean, each one's been an absolute blast. I mean, I really enjoy just the...
We learned it from the OG.
Yes. Which thank you. A big thank you to Jerry and Tracy.
Yeah.
From the...
rest in peace, Jerry.
Yes. Rest in peace, Jerry.
He'll be a horror story.
He'll be a horror stories. I was blank. Thank you. Yeah. They got us into our first live show. We did it with them.
Showed us how to, everything works. Mm-hmm. I mean...
It's just been a huge... They've been a huge help. And basically helped us get this thing going and rolling and helped us continue to grow. They've been a major factor of that and a major boost of confidence, I guess, really, for us to continue to do it. And that's the only reason why we're putting on these shows today is because of them. So thank you.
Yep. I cut you off before then. I'm sorry. You were saying something about the live shows. You enjoy them.
Oh, I enjoy the fact that we get to interact with you guys and talk to you in person. It does feel a little funky, I'm not going to lie. It's a lot different than us just staring at each other doing this thing, but it's a little different. But I enjoy seeing your guys' faces and hearing your questions in real time and your thoughts, because a lot of the times it's things that we're not thinking of
100%.
Or that we miss, which usually we get them in the comments after the fact, you know, a couple days after, you know, so we don't really get to talk about it with you. And that's my favorite part about all this. And then just hanging out afterwards and before. It's just fun to interact with you guys. And it's nice meeting people. It's just nice. So, yeah, come out to a live show. Come see us. Come enjoy it. Watch us provide our insights and information, or informative information, in real time.
Where did that come up that somebody questioned me finally about that? Somebody,
you're talking about the outro to the show, if anyone hadn't picked up on that.
Because there's information that is definitely not informative, because somebody said, isn't all information informative?
No, it's not, actually.
No, it is not.
Actually, that's in the news right now. Well, different.
Different thing, top, different
yeah.
people.
Yeah.
No, so please, guys, come out to live shows. We try to do them as affordable as possible. Basically, just pay for hotel. That's pretty much all we do them for.
Yeah.
But because we like to have fun with you guys. It's a lot of fun. Next thing we got to talk about. Oh, a couple things. I am looking for a company that does decently priced mascots, specifically a Bigfoot Sasquatch mascot costume. I do not want the Jack Lynx Bigfoot costumes. They're fine. But that's not what we're talking about here. We're more looking for either Muppety or cartoony,
something
fun
that,
stuff, family friendly stuff.
Something that won't scare a kid.
Yeah. We want stuff to be enjoyable.
Something that's fun to take a picture with.
Yeah, and then, yeah. So, obviously, that's for the Ohio Bigfoot Jamboree. We're trying to get a mascot for that.
The Ohio Bigfoot Jamboree?
Yeah. I'm pulling it up right now.
Oh, wow. What's that?
That's our event that we put on, our Bigfoot Festival here in Ada, Ohio.
That's right. Ohio Bigfoot Jamboree 2 this year, October 4th.
Yeah, I keep saying the 5th, even though that was last year.
Oh, okay.
But yes.
When I felt
no,
like
you
I
are correct. You okay. are correct. I'm the one that's doing it wrong.
Usually it's the opposite.
50-50. No, we did great last year. It was amazing. You guys came out and supported. I think I can't even remember. We had probably 19 or 20 states in 3 countries.
Yeah.
Which is amazing. And half the town didn't know what was going on.
Right. It's crazy. Still don't know.
The Ada people, local people, like we're just like, what's Bigfoot?
Yeah.
And then the people that came out, but it was so much fun.
Yeah, it was a blast.
We had people, like I said, come from all over the country. We had 2 Australians and a couple Canadians come in.
It's probably the most fun and most nerve-wracking thing I've ever done.
Yeah, no, there was a lot of stress.
Yeah.
As far as us, you know, putting it on. It went really well, and we had a lot of support with it. So we're just going to go over speakers with you, how this kind of stuff works, kind of the plans for it. Some stuff that may be in the works, and just kind of talk about the Jamboree. Because you guys email, I've gotten tons and tons of emails with questions. I want to apologize to everybody. Instagram and the email is now even getting hard for me to keep up with.
Mm.
So I apologize if I missed your message, resend it, something. If I haven't responded in like a week, get it back to the top of the pile.
Whatever happened to our intern? We need another intern.
Yeah, I mean, that would be really nice.
Yeah. Anyone out there?
In the best of ways. Just the email, like we're getting a lot of feedback from you guys.
It's a lot.
It's a lot.
Yes, we're thankful for.
In the best ways. It's just I feel bad for people that
we can't.
Hard to get timely responses,
especially when you got three kids.
That's a big thing. I know. Podcast time has been cut down dramatically.
You got three kids, and I work full time, and yeah.
So yeah, the Jamboree went good. We did about 3,500 people. Very confident with that number. We had several people that help us with that estimate. A lot of vendors do it by sales and that kind of stuff because they're like, you know, average. It was definitely a buyer's festival. So any of our vendor friends, if you were wondering, it was a buyer's festival. That a lot of people just bought something because it was cool, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was happy with that. It went well. All the vendors were happy last year, which yes, I think was our main goal. Yeah.
I mean, that's a good way to tell. If the vendors, it was worth it for the vendors. Because we had a lot more friends that came from very far away.
Mm-hmm.
Like Jessica sponsored last year, and I believe she's sponsoring again this year.
Thank you, Jessica. Broken Branch Design.
Broken Branch Design, and her car broke down like at the start of the festival.
Yeah.
Her battery cables were all rusted up. Oh, I have a jump start now.
Hey, all right.
And it works really good.
Oh, good. We might need it this weekend.
That was the best thing I ever, like, best $100 you could buy, everybody. Go to Walmart, get the DeWalt jump start.
Hmm.
It's, you know, it's a little hard thing, but you can plug your phone in it, too, in emergencies and that right, kind of stuff.
Right, yeah. And it's a good tool to have because, I don't know, I've been stranded before on the side of the road.
I mean, I've had it where the one recently, the cable had bounced off, so my battery wasn't charging at all. And if I didn't have that thing, I'd have been stuck at a Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
At least with a Walmart, I could have gone and bought a new battery.
That's true, yeah.
But that's, you know, $150 mm-hmm. for no reason.
Right, yeah. But,
and when, like, the battery was bad, the cable, you know, hopped off.
Right, what you really needed was a wrench.
Just charge it back up and turn back around and turn like I need to return this.
Right. Yeah.
So the Jamboree, we're super excited. How do you want to do this? You want me to get into speakers that we got coming? You want us to get into some of the ideas we got going?
Sure. Let's do speakers first.
All right.
Let's knock them out. At least the ones we have announced up to this date, to this point. As this episode releases, these are the speakers we have publicly announced.
And there are more to come.
Yes, absolutely.
Waiting on a little bit of confirmation from a couple of them, but I'm sure.
But more, it's just timing. We got some special guest speakers still to announce.
All right. So first, what we're going to do is Connor and Alex. So a husband and wife cryptid-loving duo. Alex is a graduate-level biologist with a focus on animal behaviors, veterinary science, and conservation, while Connor is a zoologist with a focus on animal care and well-being. Looking at cryptids in a scientific viewpoint, the duo aims to find real-life answers to speculative and new creatures.
That's awesome.
So we have not one, but two zoologists.
Yes.
That are speaking.
Speaking in one presentation.
Yeah.
Did you mention they work from Cincinnati? Like,
yeah. So, and then, okay. The big thing that they're doing is they're working on getting
I know what you're trying to say, too, and I'm blanking as well.
Mick Dodge is the name from last week.
Huh?
I couldn't remember the guy.
Mick Dodge?
Yeah. Ah. He's out in the National Park.
There was
like eight comics that just said Mick.
Yeah.
I didn't know what it meant.
Ah.
And I forgot what, because we record like a week and a half ahead.
Right.
And then some funny Mick Dodge. I'm like, yeah, it's Mick.
That's
nonprofit.
The one. There we go. Hey, they're working
talk
on
until.
Yeah, until the word.
No, so they're starting a nonprofit, Critters and Coops.
Yes.
Sustainable Farm and Petting Zoo. With a focus on conservation of heritage breeds and education.
Which, it's awesome. I've seen, Alex does a lot of the, she has plants too.
Oh, she does all kinds of crazy.
The crazy house plants.
And native plants for your yard.
Yes.
The milkweed and that kind of stuff.
Yes.
So
very much in the vein of Crypts of the Corns. They've been listeners of the show for
a long time.
For almost since the beginning. And, you know, they've been big parts of our, festivals we go to.
Yeah.
It's nice seeing them and their family. So they've just been close to us for a long time. And it's awesome giving them the opportunity to, and that they accepted, that they were eager to speak and share their insights and thoughts and research into this topic that we all love.
Yeah. Next one is Randy.
Randy Bauer. Which
you talk about Randy.
Okay. We just featured Randy. We did three parts with him talking about his property.
And some of you love Randy and some of you hate Randy.
Yeah.
So this is your chance to come ask Randy questions.
Yeah. And I think that's a good thing. Not that you hate somebody. They don't actually hate Randy, but
no,
they're not open to his ideas or they think or, that maybe.
I think a lot of them were saying he's doing dangerous things with fae folk.
Yes.
Which I mean, I could lean towards. Yeah. I really could.
And I think this is a great opportunity. If you have not yet listened to our episodes with Randy, just search them on our, it's this season six.
Yeah.
Towards the latter half of season six.
They're all in the 30s and 40s.
But you'll see, like, it's titled Minnesota Homestead, Randy Bauer, interview with Randy Bauer.
And he's been pretty famous in the Bigfoot scene for a while.
Yeah, for a minute.
I just talked to the Sea Squatchers last night.
Yeah.
And they were talking about that they had seen a Bigfoot on his property twice.
Mm-hmm. Physically.
Physically. A physical Bigfoot on his property twice. Not alone. So.
Because the Sea Squatchers do the one girl can do the.
Remote
viewing.
Remote viewing.
And she had seen them also on his property through those means as well.
And we've had others, friends or associates, I guess, in the Bigfoot field that have said similar things about Randy's property.
Mm-hmm.
So however you feel about what's actually happening on Randy's property, I do believe there is a ton of activity there.
Absolutely.
I think this is a fun way for him to kind of share some information with you guys publicly and for you guys to ask questions and interact with Randy and kind of get... I don't know what he's experienced. I lean towards Fae and even maybe some of the things demonic that he's experiencing. But that is a part of the Bigfoot umbrella. That is a part of the Bigfoot thing.
And that's the important part. I think a lot of that is left out.
Yeah.
When you start discussing Bigfoot or just talking about it in general.
Yeah, yeah.
We all kind of divert back to, or even just anyone that's kind of getting into it, divert back to the physical side. Bigfoot just being a physical creature. And Randy's property... kind of defies those ideas and thoughts.
Yeah, if you've been listening to the show, you know me and Jay both believe that Bigfoot's an umbrella term.
Right,
a vast phenomena. So far you got the Fae elemental style Bigfoot with Randy. Mm-hmm. And then with Connor and Alex, you're going to have a very, very science behind the Sasquatch.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a very animalistic, flesh and blood look.
At biological Sasquatch. Side.
So you got two very unique looks so far.
Yeah.
All right, our third guest, our guest speaker.
Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
He is Ron Murphy.
Ron.
So Ron has been an investigator and author in the paranormal community for over 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
He's been on TV. He's probably the largest researcher into the Chestnut Ridge invasion. Just tons and tons of info. Ron is definitely...
He dives into a lot of lore and folklore.
100%. He's a great historian. He goes to these places. And like, if you listen to like how he has a ton of books because he's been doing it for 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
If you hear him talk, you know, I think he does a book a year.
Jeez. He's a workhorse.
Which, I mean, he goes out and investigates. Sometimes he stays 3 or 4 weeks at a place, talks to eyewitnesses. I have the book on the invasion of Chestnut Ridge, we're very... open without what people talk about, like when we hire him for speakers and stuff like that. With Ron, I would love him to touch on that with the Bigfoot aspect and then go into whatever he wants to.
Right.
Because he is probably the lead expert in the world left on the Chestnut Ridge, the invasion. If anybody didn't know, we will be having an episode on that very soon.
And if we have had Ron on the show.
Several times. He's wonderful.
So check out those episodes. Just search Ron Murphy in our episodes.
Great man, great family.
Mm-hmm.
Super sweet, super kind. Love working with him in any aspect.
Yeah.
He's just been fun to be around. We enjoy real people when it comes to this kind of stuff.
And he's a real person. Yeah.
Most people are in this field. There are a couple that I would never like to work with again.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, we get to do this stuff with us is at least real people.
Right, yeah. We are hand-choosing these.
Yeah.
All.
But, very different. Ron, I love him to death. Great researcher. Like I said, he's been researching just as long as I've been alive.
Mm-hmm.
Into this stuff. Nuts. And he's very knowledgeable. He's fun to talk to about it. And he's very open. And he has ideas. When we talked about it, some of the stuff with the Thunderbird, the first time we had him on, me and him had very different ideas. And we just talked about it, you know, very interesting.
And some of my favorite things that Ron talks about is he breaks down like the different archetypes.
Yeah.
And applies them to... I guess I don't want to say like the paranormal. He kind of applies them to the paranormal. which is pretty interesting. Mm-hmm. Just how that breaks down, and it makes sense. A lot of it just makes a lot of sense, connects a lot of dots that I guess I don't want to say never get mentioned with this field, but it's...
I mean, there's stuff that gets left out from there, at least the yes. main people you hear talking.
He makes a lot of associations with different things that you don't normally... I, at least me personally didn't connect before, and yeah, but yeah. it just makes perfect sense.
No, and it's super fun. We have two more speakers.
Yet to announce.
Yet to announce. I guess we could announce one of them.
Okay.
It's us.
Oh, yeah. Well, kind of.
Kind of. We're doing... So, to hear the speakers, you got to get a VIP ticket.
Correct.
Everything else for the event is free, except sitting in on the speakers and the VIP dinner on Friday night.
Right.
So, we're going to do our presentation on Friday night about the history of Bigfoot in Ohio. Basically, we're going to, you know, present just some of the local stuff and then Ohio stuff. And try. I really want to find some old reports, plus some modern, like BFRO... excuse me, and other reports.
Yeah.
And really present that to show that the long history of Sasquatch in Ohio, because there's this whole idea that Harry and the Hendersons started Bigfoot, or the Patterson-Gimlin film, or the, what's the tracks? The logging road tracks in the 60s and 70s that started the Bigfoot phenomenon in the U.S., and it's just completely right. not true.
It's gone back a lot further, and...
Thousands of years, depending on the Native Americans group mm-hmm. with Stonish Giants... and Earth Mothers and all these creatures that they talked about.
Right, yeah. It
fit the archetypes of many Bigfoot today, like the Earth Mothers. And that's a white translation of, I believe, Algonquin. I'm probably wrong on that. But one of the major tribes of their version of the creature, which really sounds like how we have, in Ohio specifically, a lot of what appear to be female Sasquatch watching kids. Mm-hmm. Not in a malicious way, not in a dangerous way, in my opinion. But just because they have a maternal instinct, they just enjoy, watching kids play.
Yeah.
Doug Waller had in his books has a great one with that, the one at the playground, that after the mom got her kids away, she says it was scary when it happened, but obviously the creature meant no harm.
Yeah.
Because it was like 8.5 foot tall and 3 foot from her kids. And it just watched them. It just sat there and was just having fun watching the kids.
Because if it really wanted them.
Yeah, because they had to walk home, like right. 8 miles.
Right, yeah.
So yeah. She's like, the whole time I was looking in the trees, like ready for it to come out. And we got home and I'm like, oh, I guess it didn't want to murder us. Because it could have any time it wanted to.
It just makes you wonder. I don't know. It's so crazy thinking about.
And I think maternal instinct, gorillas show that a lot too. And I think Sasquatch is much more on our level than a gorilla. But gorillas are hyper-intelligent, maternal animals, like the boy, not Harambe incident, but the boy before that fell into the gorilla enclosure, that broke his back.
Yeah.
And that female gorilla kept all the other gorillas away from him.
Right, yeah.
She was cradling him, and she ended up giving him to a zookeeper.
Yeah.
And keeping the big male away from him and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So animals can have very empathic, feelings towards, especially kids.
Kids, yeah. Which is crazy to think about because... that gorilla was in that enclosure.
They're gorillas, they don't want to hurt something.
They could be very resentful.
Yeah, I mean, sure, they're smart. I mean,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. You be locked in a cage, and one of your captors falls in with you, mm-hmm. and you're a big, powerful beast. It takes a lot to like comfort and.
Technically, Harambe didn't hurt the kid either.
Yeah, I was gonna say that too. It may have looked aggressive what he was doing.
He's a 400-pound gorilla.
That's so strong, and he's pulling around something that's lighter than air to him at that point.
Not trying to be aggressive,
but it just...
But they can rip your arm off just
because...
Just
accident. Because, yeah. Like, he could have really, really hurt that kid, but he didn't. He didn't. He actually... I don't know. That was just... It's still sad.
Oh, it is. I mean,
R.I.P. Harambe. I wanted to say, too, about the Ohio modern times with Bigfoot. Oh, yeah. It's just in Ohio in general. Ohio has the four separate, basically, biomes.
Yeah, biospheres.
Biospheres, yeah. So it's kind of interesting seeing how, where we get our sightings here in this state and how it associates with those four separate regions.
Very much so.
You would think they would be very different, but not really.
Yeah, it's four or five. It really depends. We've talked about that before, where you want to cut hairs.
Mm-hmm.
Of how many biomes really we have.
Where you want to cut hairs.
Yeah. What's the saying?
Split hairs.
Where you want to split hairs.
I like cut hairs.
I mean, it's really where you want to split them. Yeah. Because it could be, like we talked about, it could be down to three or it could be five.
Right, yeah, yeah.
But Ohio is a crossroads of many, many different habitat styles of North America.
And now we got the cityscape biome that's
forming.
I think
there's very few Bigfoot in there.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying.
I don't think you could tell them apart from the homeless.
A new biosphere that I don't enjoy seeing pop up. Cities. Ugh.
So yeah, we'll be focusing on that. So the VIP dinner, for if you want the VIP tickets, there's a very limited number of them. They sold out last year. Actually, they sold out twice because we had to bump up the number after they sold out, and they sold out again. So please be on the watch. They're going on sale right now, effectively as March 15th.
So let's break this down. What does a VIP ticket get you?
It gets you in to hear the speakers.
Okay. So you get, so on Saturday, October 4th, during the Ohio Bigfoot Jamboree, and these speakers.
You get to go into the speaker rooms. You get a lanyard, all that stuff.
And you get to listen to these presentations of the people we just announced. You get to hear those only if you have a VIP ticket.
Yes. And then you get the VIP dinner included as well.
Which is the Friday night before. We'll feed you. We'll provide you dinner, give you our presentation, and we'll be able to talk and interact, play games.
You'll get all the speakers will be there. So that's another thing with the VIP dinner is that we'll give our presentation, but then the whole rest of the night, there's games like Jay just said. We had so much fun with you guys last year. If you haven't seen the pictures, the videos.
We did trivia and...
Yeah, walk like a Bigfoot, Bigfoot calling, and then we gave away t-shirts and prizes and all. It was so much fun. That room is rolling laughing the whole night.
Oh, yeah. And it's just us, the speakers, and all you VIP ticket holders. Yeah, and that's
you get to
that's
talk to the VIP. You get to talk to the speakers.
Yeah.
So before the Saturday, you know, where there may be a lot of the public talking to the speakers and stuff like that, you get, hours to hang out with them beforehand, ask them questions.
Right. You know? In person. Yeah. Just it's more intimate, close space with us and the speakers. And yes, that's the main part of it.
So be on the lookout for those. March 15th. Make that very clear. They go on sale March 15th. Your Patreon member, they'll go on sale a little early for you on the Patreon website. There'll be the free vendors market, like always. The huge we're actually expanding it. There's going to be food trucks and food vendors and goodies, baked goods. Brian Wolf is going to DJ and MC for the outside part of the event.
Guess who's back?
Wolfrockradio.com.
Back again.
So we did the Sasquatch calling contest and the dress like a Bigfoot contest or dress like a monster contest. Any cryptid, you get dressed like. We'll be doing those again. Those prizes for those, especially there's an adult division and a kids division. We always make the adults go first. I'm trying to think what else. Oh, and Jake Tressel.
Yes. Jake Tressel
is going to MC the inside event with the VIP speakers and kind of for some of the Friday night stuff and everything like that. We're working on maybe a Saturday thing too that'll be free to the public, or Sunday thing too that'll be free to the public, but we're not anywhere close to announcing that.
That, yes. Stay tuned.
We got some stuff to hammer out. I'm trying to think. So this is, we're working on a lot of stuff. We're expanding the Jamboree. We got volunteers. We're going to do this year a free family room.
So that's a new feature for this year's Ohio Bigfoot Jamboree.
Yeah.
The family room, which will be in the middle of the shelter house in the middle of the park. And what the family room is going to include is we're going to have speakers and...
So this will be, these are like free mini presentations.
Yes, there you go.
There'll be most of them. We're going to be 15 minutes to maybe a half hour long.
Yeah.
Various vendors and maybe some of the speakers are going to go and present or talk about stories and stuff like that. We're going to try to do some coloring stuff for really young kids and some games featured around really young kids and family stuff oriented to keep your kids, entertained about Bigfoot.
Entertained and busy because it is at a park. So, and it's, we are gearing this as a family friendly event. We want you to bring your kids. We want the whole family to be there. It's something for you all to experience together.
I'm trying to think of what else. And with that, there'll be some, we'll do a presentation in there for the families and kids. That there'll be a schedule announced when it, as you know, the summer goes on.
Right. As it comes out and we start.
So you can kind of pick and choose.
Buttoning that down.
Yeah. You'll have stuff that'll be like the Bigfoot casting class where, you get shown how to do a Bigfoot cast. That's one of the options we've kind of thrown around.
Yeah.
There'll be all kinds of stuff. There's also going to be a history section. We're going to have laminated sightings and historic reports. We're going to have a cast, my personal Bigfoot cast collection will be on display at the event. So you can kind of see, and there'll be some fake ones in there, or what I believe are fake and what I believe are real.
Yeah.
And one of our maybe presentations we'll do for the family room is kind of how we view these separately and how we look and kind of think they may be different. So there's going to be a lot of stuff, and there's more stuff coming that we're working on. This is kind of a taste because I've gotten tons of emails. I've gotten tons in the best ways. I've gotten tons and tons of emails about the Jamboree, people asking questions. And so hopefully this served to answer it. I know it's maybe not as fun of an episode.
And if you have any questions or thoughts or ideas, please like email us or comment on this episode so we can see them. We'll address it. I mean, we're always open to ideas. We got until October before this thing happens, and
I like the idea set in stone before October.
So yes, it's still very early.
Yeah,
please get them in there.
Yeah, because we didn't start doing this last year till May.
We didn't come up with the idea. Like,
no, you came up with the idea about 3 years ago.
Well, you know what I mean. We didn't come up with the idea to actually do it like until May.
Yeah,
like, hey, let's actually do this.
Yeah, we didn't start planning until May.
Right, exactly. So yeah, we're a little
technically
ahead
we started
this time.
Planning for 2025. In September of 2024.
Right, yeah.
Before the first one ever went on.
Exactly, yeah.
But yeah, we got two more things to announce. First one, charity cornhole tournament. Why don't you talk about that?
Yeah, so we are hosting a charity cornhole tournament. That would be the new feature this year, one of the new ones. We're looking for 24 teams to sign up. It's for the Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Hardin County. That's the local charity we'll be donating to this year. It's a single elimination tournament. Registration starts at 9:30 in the morning. And then the tournament itself will start at 11. It's $50 entry fee. And then if we fill up, it'll be a $600 prize fund to pull from. So that half the money will be going to the prize fund, the winner, and then the other half, all of it will go to Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Hardin County.
So basically $600 goes to Big Brothers, Big Sisters, $600 goes to prizes for the cornhole participants.
And any other additional, donations you'd like to have.
Oh, please. If you want to donate.
They'll have their own booth.
Because we'll have some stuff you could donate for if you want the Jamboree stuff also.
Mm-hmm.
But Big Brother, Big Sisters, the head here for Hardin County is actually my sister-in-law. So we're super excited to work with her. Maddie,
yeah.
Here's your shout out.
Yeah. Thank you, Maddie.
And it's just, I like having a charity association, especially a local charity.
Yeah, I prefer local too, because we know where it's going.
And the Ronald McDonald House we picked last year because that's where me and Emily had spent 10 weeks.
Yeah, you basically live there for a quarter of the year.
Yeah, it shows on our taxes.
oh, no.
Because we did. I mean, yeah. I mean, Emily didn't work and I didn't work.
Yeah.
For 4.5 months.
Yeah, that's crazy. Rough times.
Yeah, but it's all good now.
Right.
Babies are huge.
Yeah, they
Winter
are.
Winter is almost as big as Atlas.
Really? Yeah. Are they oversized now?
Like, oh, they've always been.
Okay.
They got a lot of roids in the womb.
That's right.
The womb.
True.
Because
yeah.
They were trying to be preemies. And they were technically were preemies.
They still were,
They
yeah.
came out normal sized because they got the full three doses of in vitro roids.
Nice.
But yeah, to get their lungs ready. That's the big thing that they worried about.
Is Nephilim babies.
That's what keeps them out of the NICU.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah. Not developed. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we're very blessed and very lucky. Last thing I want to talk about is if anybody wants to sponsor the event at all, the Ohio Bigfoot Jamboree, we graciously appreciate it. You can email the Ohio Bigfoot Jamboree at Gmail to kind of get more information. I'll read you the quick little thing. We have four levels. Anything you donate would be appreciated if you want to throw some money at some stuff. We're trying to get some, make some more fun prizes, make some more, just, make it better around for the community, for families. Big focus is on getting the kids involved with this. Because, like any of these kind of communities, fishing community, the Bigfoot community, all that stuff is getting smaller as we go on because there's a big age gap.
Right.
So getting kids interested, because we do this, Bigfoot, the big thing with kids also is it teaches conservation of other species when you get kids outdoors and you get, having yeah. fun and stuff like that. So we have four levels of sponsorship. If you are a business, want to do this, here's kind of the levels and here's what you get. Grassman sponsorship is any amount you donate is appreciated. You'll get social media shout outs if you would like. And we're going to have a big sponsor board. And you'll get your name on that.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be on that forever. Silver sponsorship, it's $100. Media shout out, name on sponsor board. And the two custom sponsor t-shirts. We're going to have its own art, all that stuff for the sponsors of the event. So you get two custom t-shirts for that. The gold is $250. Social media shout out, name on board. Two t-shirts and then two vendor tables and your name on the event banner. So we do the big banners you everybody for the photo ops. You'll get your logo on there. You get some vending tables for that and the t-shirts and all the other stuff. Basically, it just builds up. Name on the event banner. The $400, the platinum one, is all the same stuff, except you get four t-shirts, the two vending tables, your name on the event banner, and your name and logo on the back of the event t-shirt. So if anybody, you can reach out to CrypsoCorn.com or, CrypsoCornPodcast at gmail.com. The email for the event, though, is OhioBigfootJamboree@gmail.com. Any of those will really work if you want to reach out. If anybody's interested in sponsoring, we graciously appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
We're just trying to make it as big and as better as we can. Because it was really a big hit. People really, really enjoyed it. I think a lot of people locally in the community changed their tune. If anybody didn't know, we had some trouble with some of the locals in the community. It was about probably split between the people who were like, well, that's a really cool idea. And that's a really bad idea.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then 3,500 people showed up.
And then there's
more than our town.
Yeah.
More people showed up than live here.
Yeah. Which is awesome. Thank you guys for supporting last year.
And yeah, it was great. It was so much fun. It was worth it. Keep doing it. You know, we want to keep doing it and we want to make it bigger and better. All of our speakers last year and all the speakers this year, you know, we appreciate them taking the risk. And all the vendors, if you want to vend, it's all, you can go to CryptoCorn.com. All the stuff is on the Ohio Bigfoot Jamboree tab. All the info. Tickets, like, once again, go on sale March 15th. They are very limited. When they are gone, they are gone this time. I'm not going to do the second release like we did last year because we had to kind of, we had more support than
we realized
last year. So in the best of ways, going to, but what tickets are for sale is what tickets are for sale.
So if you want one,
get one.
Get one.
Yep. Anything else?
Like you said, it comes out or March. In March, the tickets will be released.
March 15th is the tentative date.
So stay tuned for that.
Unless something dramatic happens.
And stay tuned for our speaker updates.
Yeah, check out basically Ohio Bigfoot Jamboree at Facebook, Ohio Bigfoot Jamboree on Instagram. That's the socials. They get posted there first.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
And all other information can be found at cryptidsofthecorn.com.
All right, guys. Have a good day.
Bye.
Hey guys, thank you for listening to Cryptids of the Corn podcast. Remember, the best way to support the show is share it with a friend. But if you are craving more of the J clones
and more from Mr. E,
there's always extra content on Patreon
and our paid member space on cryptidsofthecorn.com.
We'll catch you next time with more exciting, fun, and informative information.